Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Becky.
And Jenny. Hello, Jenny.
Hey, Becky.
And Heather is here. Hi, Heather.
Hey, Becky.
And Lindsay. Hello, Lindsay.
Hello.
All we're missing is Leah tonight, but she is still recovering from the plague.
Yuck.
Right? It's going
Even
around.
Though she'd be online, I'm still kind of glad. Like, I feel like we might get it if she came.
Right?
It is everywhere.
So gross.
So before we get into this week's episode, I was telling Amanda, we haven't like really checked in with where things are at in the bookish world, what we're seeing, what we're liking, you know, any feelings we have towards things in the bookish world. We haven't really checked in. And so I kind of wanted to check in since it's the majority of us. Kind of wanted to check in and how's your reading year going? Any fires that you think we should be talking about except for the one in Jenny's dryer?
Yes, yes. Hopefully that one is no longer a fire.
So anyway, how is everyone's reading year going? Heather, how's your reading going?
I think it was off to kind of a slow start, and I felt like I was going to get into a slump, and I just kind of stopped myself and just went into like a reread binge.
Yeah.
Kind of pulled myself out.
Yeah. Amanda, you've been struggling with what to read too, haven't you?
Yeah. I mean, new stuff. I've had a few Neck Alley arcs, which has kind of kept me going. But I've been doing a lot of like urban fantasy rereads on graphic audio. So that's kind of really like kept me like listening or reading to or reading something. But yeah, I've struggled a little bit with like, I'm not binging as much as I normally do, I guess.
Yeah. And Jenny, how is your reading year going so far?
It definitely didn't start out great, but I think the Sip and Discuss books have helped like keep a steady pace, like because I'm like, I gotta read this book and then I can read like whatever, and usually it's like something connected to the Sip and Discuss book.
Yeah,
so that's been helpful. And then I have like nothing going on in my life besides my children, so
yeah,
I'm reading constantly to avoid real life.
Get that. What about you, Lindsay? How is your reading year going so far?
Whoa. I have read, so this year I looked and I've read a total of 31 books. At the same point last year, I had read 56.
Okay. So a slower reading year.
But you're like space odyssey books. Those should be like two.
at least. Those are some hefty books. I'm obsessed with all of that. I was talking to Charlie about that again today. I have never fangirled over anything like this series in my whole life.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a high bar.
Lindsay's here for the space goo.
Is space goo a love story?
Is it equivalent to baseball? Like, are those your two loves right now? Space goo and baseball?
I will say if I have free time, I have not like done any, I don't know what's happening with baseball really. I've just been reading the Space Goop. So I would say it's probably like neck and neck.
Wait,
wow.
Didn't like pitchers report for spring training and stuff already?
Spring training's been underway and like, I'll check the news every few days and I'll like see how they're doing. But like the level of involvement I normally have, no.
I'm a little like worried now. Like,
I'm feeling like I'm gonna have to read these Space Goo novels. Like, yeah,
the audio is really good. I am. Yeah, I don't know. It's something.
So, does anybody have an outstanding read yet so far this year, or a book that's published this year that you're like, I'm so excited. I just want everyone to read this book. Has anybody had that experience yet with a book published so far this year?
Just one. Well, two, I think. Like, Wild at Heart by Carla Sorensen's like my first contender for top read of the year. Like, I love that book a lot. like, that one really hit. It was like the end of the Wilder series. And then my book of the week this week is probably like close to my next like
Yeah.
top read.
Heather, anything outstanding yet this year for you?
Serena Bowen put out one of the Hockey Guys books, and I just really love that series. I think it was really great as a coach, and
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay. What about you, Jenny? Anything that you're like, oh, this like was way better than I wanted it to be?
Kissing Kosher. I think I read that at the beginning of January.
Is that
It just had
Jen
really,
Metzel or?
yeah. It just had really great chronic health rep,
Yeah.
and they use weed for medication. So I was like, yes, we need more of this.
We need
Like,
more of that.
normalize it.
Yeah. What about you, Lindsay? Outside of Spate's Goo, has there been any other book that's been.
Yeah, I really liked The Hermit by Michelle Hurd. I had never read her before that one. Big fan. Really liked that story. I really didn't know what to expect. I think I recommended it as my book of the week I read it, but that one I really liked. I will say there were a lot of books this year that I was looking forward to, and when I read them, I was extraordinarily disappointed. But This Wild Heart by Carlos Sorensen was not one of them.
Yay.
I also loved that one. That one's a great pick too. But like the thing with Carlos Sorensen is it's like not something that I don't expect. Like when her books are really great, her books are just like pretty consistently good to me.
Yeah, and I think for me it was like the previous one was like, I mean, it was fine, but I didn't feel like I loved it as much as other people loved it. A lot of my friends like loved the previous one, and I didn't. It wasn't like my favorite. So when I read This Wild Heart, I was like, this is exactly what I wanted. So.
Yeah, I think that's all fair. I have found for myself, I'm going back and reading the authors I know that hit for me. I've been reading Helena Hunting's new Toronto Terror series, and this last book in the series, it was my book of the week a couple weeks ago, I think. Exceptional. Exceptional. Probably one of my favorite Helena books. And then I went back and did Lauren Rose Coming Home, which was Seebohm's book. It gave me what I wanted for that character. So those have been good, but it has been a little harder trying new authors. Like, I've tried a
Yeah.
few here and there, and some are okay, and others are just, huh. Like, I don't get
I think it's our mood. Like, I don't
Sure.
think the world right now is not a great place, and the news sucks. Like, a lot of everything sucks.
It's a lot
So,
harder to
we're
find joy. It's a lot
seeking
harder to
out
find joy.
those comfort authors.
Yeah.
I think your point, Heather, is why I'm loving the space series so much because I'm reading it in a time, it very much matches the mood of the times, but it is also it's so good, but like there's so much conflict in it, and the way the conflict is taking off, it's not necessarily like a parallel to things going on, but it's like a situation enough to where it gives you like eyes and individual characters who are willing to go against all the systems in place to do what's right for the greater good. And that is like every single narrator in the book. So every book has multiple narrators. And so far in all of the books, they've all been that way. And that is why I think it's resonating so much with me, but also like the science and the
Yeah.
world building and everything else.
Karen says that she just finished The Bridgestones of Montana by Julia Stone. I really have enjoyed that series. I've read the first three books in that series, and they're very well done. And again, Julia Stone for me is a comfort author. She pretty much always, her small towns pretty much always hit for me. And that does make it a little easier.
Yeah.
I will say the Sorry, Amanda, I didn't want to interrupt you.
Oh,
No,
no,
you're fine.
I was just agreeing with Becky. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, like, I do think part of the reason books aren't hitting is because there's this new trend where, like, there's just not conflict, like, or the conflict is so easily overcome or like barely a blip in the conflict of the story that it's like, why did you even bother telling this?
Yeah.
Like, they didn't need a romance for this. Like, they didn't have to overcome anything. And like Helena Hunting, that's one of the things she said. Like, everybody asks her for Robbie, Violet's oldest brother, and she's like, Robbie's happy. There's no story to tell. He's happy.
Yeah,
He's off
that's
being a
fair.
pot farmer somewhere, and he's happy. Like,
Yeah.
there's no conflict for him really. Like, and that's what makes romance interesting, is when like there's either an outside force or something. And I don't like this new trend where, like, if there is conflict, that it's just like so watered down and like easy. Nothing in life is easy.
No. And I have to say, and I know this is somewhat of Amanda's a little bit too. We've been really busy with work. We've had a lot of, but I've had the privilege of reading some books that are coming out here in the next couple of months that are going to give the stakes. It's not so much vibe. Like Claudia Burgoa's Pretend We're Us that comes out next week. I mean, total stakes, lots of vibes. I got to read Bourbon Summer. It's Walker
Oh.
Rose's next book. That's the last, I think it's the last brother in this.
Yeah, I think
Yeah.
so.
So I got to read an early copy of it this weekend and I was like, oh, and actually, that's my first Walker Rose.
I was just
Is it
gonna say,
really?
I have not read Walker Rose.
Yeah.
And we all know what a giant fan I am of
Marie Johnson, yeah.
Marie
These
Johnston.
are great. It was
They
so
are.
good.
Yeah,
I
Bourbon
really.
Runaway is so good. Like the Runaway Bride. I love that one so much. I'm like behind one, but that one, like Heather, you would like that one.
I liked that. Okay. I really liked every single one in this series so far, but I really liked her. I think it's Bourbon Harmony, where she comes home and
Oh.
the Nashville star and she reconnects with her high school sweetheart. And like that, the way second chance is hard to do, and their second chance is complicated.
Yeah.
But I really like that.
Yeah. I mean, Marie Johnson excels at like second
She does
chance
excel at
marriage
second
and
chance.
crisis. Like,
Yes. Yeah.
She does. She named renamed her
She did.
I am so
Yeah,
excited.
she's renaming the series after the towns.
Coalhaven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, and Daisy's Whispers, which is the next book after Violet Promises or Whisper Daisy or whatever it is. I'm reading that one this
Nice. I am so excited for that book.
That one might not be this week. That might be in a couple weeks. But yeah, like, so I've read stuff, but I can't
Oh,
tell you.
Violet Promises was so good.
I
It
can't tell you
was.
too much about all the stuff I've read. So I
Could you
will
just
say that
stop
Claudia
being
Burgoa
rubbing it
book,
in?
that Claudia Burgoa book, put it on your TBR. Also, Faking the Shot by Kendall Hale. It's a hockey romance, fake relationship, which plays into tonight, and a good amount of spice. And Ridiculous Families. Like, I
Yeah,
think Ridiculous
that's what.
Families are hitting for me right now. Like,
Yeah, I think
give
that's
me.
definitely like a mood booster kind
Yeah,
of
well,
thing.
I was reading the Lucy Score book, and like his family is so over the top ridiculous. And they're so nosy and in everybody's business. And I'm like, I kind of love that. I'm going to be in everybody's business. Anyway, anything else we need to catch up on before we get into what we're actually supposed to be talking about? No. Okay. So, welcome to this week's Buzzing About Romance episode, where we're diving into one of the most fun and flirty tropes in romance. It is one of my absolute top tier favorite tropes, and that is fake relationships. Specifically, we're talking about the delicious tension and chemistry that comes with fake dating and fake engagements. You know, the ones two people pretending to get together for a million reasons, and somehow along the way, it starts to feel real. And that's the kicker. When does it feel real? Or was it really real the whole time? Because I have a couple of those wrecks too. So grab a drink, settle in as we chat about why we love this trope, the books that do it best, and why fake can lead to forever. Okay, so let's just kick it off. Why do we love fake relationships?
It's like that built-in tension, you know, and also I think it's like the time frame in a lot of them. So they have X amount of time to work it out. So you know, like at some point something's gonna happen. So it doesn't necessarily have to be conflict, but you've got that time limit on it, so you have that built-in conflict. I think
it's kind of like romantic suspense, you know. We have that outside conflict driving the couple towards the HEA, and in a fake relationship the time constraints, the fakeness is that outside force pushing them together, and it does have kind of those forced proximity, one bed kind of vibes. Jenny, why do you love fake relationships, or do you not?
No, fake relationship is probably my favorite trope. And for me, it's because they usually know the person beforehand. Like there's some kind of relationship foundation. And then they're like, we're both in a situation, or like, I'm willing to help you in this situation. And let it progress.
Yeah. What about you, Heather? Because I know this is top tier. Yeah, for you.
This is one of my favorites too. I love sort of that built-in tension. I think it kind of can be like friends to lovers, like a different version maybe.
Yeah. What about you, Lindsay? Where do you fall into the fake relationship?
Pretty much love. A lot of my favorite books are in this trope. It's really fun. You can do so much with it. Like there's the biggest thing about it is that it is a very good opportunity in the rom-com world to create situational humor, because like usually like you're right, like the element of them knowing each other is really great, but then like them having to suddenly fake a relationship, they're stuck in a room together, they're on a vacation, like there's all these wacky things you can do with it that are just super fun. And I think it's a little bit like unconventional in the sense that like I don't know anybody who's ever had a fake
right.
Fun to read.
I think it works really well with romantic suspense too. Like it works with, you know, with a rom-com, because you can add that someone's in danger, so we're pretending like we're in a relationship to keep you safe situation. So like those.
No, I think that there's something about them. And even like Emma Hart has one. It's The Wedding Fling. And I love that book. And they meet. She has a one night stand with him. But then she's like, hey, want to be my wedding date for this weekend and pretend to be my boyfriend? And he's like, yeah, sure. But she doesn't know he's a famous hockey player. But her whole family knows that he's this famous hockey player. And it's quirky and it's awkward. But even the fact that it only has 3 days to happen, because of that fakeness, it helps push it and makes the instant love a little bit more believable, I think. Because so for you, Jenny, you like your characters to have a deep connection before things. So in a situation like that where it's two strangers, like, be my date for this kind of thing, do you like those a little less, or does it work because they're faking everything anyway?
Yeah, it depends on how it's approached, but I think it often works because like they get those weird questions like how did you meet? And then like one of them has to make something up and the other one's like, either dude, you're crazy, or like, hey, that's really thoughtful. And
yeah.
So yeah, you get that deeper understanding quicker.
Yeah. What do you think, Heather? Why
does that? I like how, like, looking, like, as a reader, you can look back and be like, oh, was that fake? Was that not fake? And like the wedding date, I don't know, like from the girl from Will and Grace, Deborah Messing,
Oh
that
yeah.
movie, like is
Love.
one of my favorite movies. And that's totally a fake dating.
Yeah, we're supposed to be doing a group watch of that in Discord together.
Oh,
I need to pick
so
a
good.
date. I love that movie. Like,
A good movie.
But it also, like, think about it. You are this girl, maybe you're jilted, like you want to get back at an ex and you're like dating this super hot guy. Like, right? That's sort of like a great.
Now,
Yeah.
I mean, if there's a good reason to have a fake relationship,
Right.
that would be it.
So one of the things that I come across sometimes with fake relationships that bothers me the most is, so, and I'm going to use her, I love her books, and so I'm not like calling her out, but I'm going to use her as an example. A lot of times authors will use like the plus size character in their friend group. Her book will be a fake dating book, and Avery Flynn does that. Two of her books that feature plus size characters, it's a fake dating situation. And I find that kind of annoying. Like, you couldn't have found love. Like, a plus size person can't find love unless they're forced to date, you
Yeah,
know,
like they're
that.
not approachable
Right.
because of their size. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that is one thing, you know, I love seeing all these other authors writing characters, plus size characters, and that plus size characters belong in every trope. It's something I've noticed across, and there's a couple other authors that have done it, that always their plus size characters are in a fake relationship.
AJ Truman has a really good one. It's called South, it's like from the South Rock series. And so it's a drama teacher and then like the football coach. And so the drama teacher is going to a wedding and needs a date, and the football coach goes. And like, so it's sort of that they're polar opposites, and the drama teacher is very like, like
Ready?
flashy. And it's so good. It is one of my favorite books. I love it so much.
Yeah, I mean, I also think that it does, it throws two very different personalities oftentimes together in that fake relationship. And these are not necessarily people that would have come together. Lindsay, is there anything within fake relationship that bugs you?
Not really. I mean, I think sometimes, like when they both enter into a fake relationship and they both have feelings, and then like when it tips over into the physical, sometimes I think that's done in a way that is just like, you're being stupid instead of being fun. Like sometimes it just doesn't work, but I find that to be like very rare overall. I think like the situations where it doesn't work are very minimal.
Yeah. Amanda, is there anything within fake relationship that bugs you?
Not really. I mean, I think it's like right up there with my top trope. And I mean, I'm sure there probably are, but I can't like think of any off the top of my head, really.
So, in a fake relationship, usually the motivations are different. You know, it's either to like secure a business association, or sometimes it's to cover. So, against an ex, we talked about like, so the ex doesn't see us. Are there any motivations that are your favorite? Like, somebody brought up, Jen Ellen brought up For Never by Aurora Rose Reynolds. Well, he takes her because his brother's going to be there that's married to his ex, and
Yeah, I like the ex motivation. Like, I mean, I think a large portion of mine are ex motivation.
What about you, Jenny? Do you have a favorite motivator of fake relationship?
Well, I don't think I have many of them, but like the meddling family member,
Yeah.
like when grandma's gonna set you up with, her retired communities. Who knows who?
Yeah,
Like,
like
yeah.
the retirement community's plumber, and you're
Yeah.
like, no, grandma, I'm not going
Yeah.
there. What about you, Heather? Do you have a favorite motivator?
I like when it's like somebody wrote something quirky in the will and it's for an inheritance, and so they have to renovate a house, or I don't know. I just kind of like that too. Like,
Yeah.
meddling grandmas is kind of my jam.
Lindsay, do you have a favorite motivator?
I do. One of my favorites is the wedding date situation you were talking about earlier.
Jen Ellen put that down too.
Yeah, like those are always so fun because it's like they're supposed to come home from the wedding and like it's done, but it's
Right.
not. They live
Ever.
next door to each other. They're like 5 minutes away. They see each other all the time. And it's like, or it's like some crazy circumstance and it's just really fun. Those are.
I do like the ex motivator. I love a wedding date. The other one that I really like is the PR crisis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a
Like,
few of those too.
I need you to be with this sweet, nice person because you were dumb. And then,
You are a rake and you need to rein it
right.
in.
And I think that's always kind of one of those that I'm like, that those are usually pretty good and well done, the PR crisis.
And those are usually like opposites, right? So like
Yeah.
she's like this like nerdy bookworm and he's this like, wild hockey
Right.
player or
Or,
something.
she's the team publicist and they're like, you're gonna have to date him just so, to keep him under control and to make sure that he doesn't do stupid stuff. We have a couple of those.
I will also point out, though, that I narrowed my 50-something list. I took out all of the fake engagements so that it wasn't that long. So I only have fake dating. That's
You
all
only
I
have fake
have.
dating, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm impressed your list was that long. My brain's not fully on board, apparently.
Well, with all of my binging that I did like last year and the year before, like I had really good like Goodreads shelves from that, but like only that, like nothing older, not a lot this year because it keeps crapping out when I'm reading. So,
Yeah.
I need to finally like this episode, like the last few episodes have made it very clear that I need to finally create like a reading spreadsheet because group Goodreads doesn't work. I can put it in a Google Doc or whatever. Like Heather, the one she keeps where you just like put in the key details and then you filter for what you're looking for. Like I need to finally do that because I have all the books I've read written down and I'm like, I don't know. I can't tell you like I read. I have to read synopsis and I'm like, I know I
Yeah.
like all of these. I know for sure like enough about my recs that they fit the trope. I'm so bad. My memory is so bad if I don't have it written down or fresh.
Well, and Goodreads is working. Like you can go in there really quick and put it on a shelf if you already have one created, but it's been down so much. Like, and I'm not gonna sit there and try to find a spreadsheet on my phone when I'm reading. So that's my fault.
I look through this year my like spreadsheet from last year and then the one moving forward this year, and I only had four in the last year and like a couple of months. That's
Interesting.
crazy.
Really? That's
Well,
I feel like that's not right.
I feel like it's a rom-com kind of thing maybe, and I
Maybe.
have not been doing those,
Okay. Well, let's
but maybe I'm wrong.
talk about our book recs. Because and we can talk about this as we're going through our book recs here, but one of the things I really like is that moment when it turns. And at least for one of them, it's not fake anymore. And I do spend a lot of time reading the second half of the book going, just fucking talk. Just
Right.
say the words, please.
Crazy. Like, buck up, buttercup, and admit your feelings. Come on.
Yeah, it's like be adults, just say what you feel. I get so frustrated with miscommunication or like communication issues. And then it's like, oh, fake relationship? It's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
It is,
That's an excuse.
you're kind of like, well, it's like Jenny. She doesn't like instant love, instant connection, but if it's in fake, apparently it's
Yeah,
okay.
it's okay.
You can fall in love in 4 days, and I believe in you.
That seems realistic, 100%.
So funny. Okay, so let's just start giving some recs. Let's start with fake dating, since this is what Amanda
This is all you're
has.
gonna get from me, so
I think all mine are fake dating as well. So, yeah.
Okay, give us a fake dating rec.
Okay. My first one is, it's not out until March 25th, but I like it a lot. It's Just Our Luck by Denise Williams. It is actually, they win the lottery. And then she's trying to convince her family that she's being responsible. So she gets Kieran, Sybil is her name, and she gets Kieran to kind of agree to pretend that they're dating so that she, I don't know, her family's just, she's got a little family pressure, but it's also like, he needs money for his bakery, which is like a donut shop, because it's like they're losing money, and it's entirely too cute. Like I like highly recommend.
I mean, I do love a donut shop.
Yeah. Things
Jenny.
happen in the donut shop, just saying.
Okay.
Trick Play by Eden Finley. This was Jackson's book because we read Blindside and I had to go back and get his story. And he's playing football, but like the other guy is kind of like, his dad's a senator, so he's still in the limelight too. So it kind of works out for both of them, but it also like puts more pressure on both of them. I did have to change their like first names because it was my brother and my oldest son's name. So, but I just stuck with their last names, and it was really good. I actually like that one better than Blindside.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
We are officially not friends.
Oh my gosh. I
Apparently
liked
now
both
there's
of them.
breaking up happening.
I'm teasing, but like Blindsided is like, oh my God. Okay.
Heather, do you have a fake dating?
Yeah, so one of my favorite ones from last year. Well, it's not a fake dating. Yeah, okay. I had to switch because I
You can go with a fake engagement first. That's
Okay.
fine.
It was An Endless Memory by Marie Johnston. And so she's a single mom. There was this weird thing written in the will and she needed a house. And so she like kind of told everyone she was dating this guy and like one of the brothers. And he was like, oh, okay, sounds good, right? It was just really good. He steps in. He's just a really good guy. And I just really loved it.
Okay, what about you, Lindsay?
I have to pick. Okay. I'm gonna steal, like, I feel like half my list is books that are on Becky's list, and I like
Take
filtered
away.
down books that I thought. So I'm stealing this one. We recommend it all the time. A Favor for a Favor by Helena Hunting.
Wasn't even on my list tonight.
Bishop and Stevie. We did a lot of the okay, Becky and I have done so many quick shots on fake dating
We have.
books.
We
And
have.
like half my recs, not half, but like a good portion are those. And we did a quick shot on this one too. And it's such a fun book. And if you haven't read it, listen to the quick shot because it's so fun. It's such a good one.
It is a good one. And I think Helena Hunting is one of those authors that does fake dating exceptionally well.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, the
My favorite.
setup is, yeah, on point.
The humor, the comedy, like the development of the relationship. Oh, it's so good.
Another one, I think, another author that I think does fake dating really well is Miralyn Kelly.
Yes.
Oh,
I have her on
Oh.
my list. And I didn't have those
Oh.
properly shelved.
The
Yes.
Dirty Talker book, you know, like
Yes.
there's just.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. So the Dirty Talker book was the one I was talking about earlier, where like that's one of the my favorite like wedding fake date
Yeah.
books.
Oh,
Yeah.
that is such a good. It's so good. So I will for mine, Jock Wanted by Kate Meter. It's fake dating, but not between the heroine and the main character. The heroine is actually, he's the general manager of the hockey team. She is fake dating one of his players that keeps getting in trouble.
And actually dating him.
And
Oh.
so, and the general manager is convinced that she is just doing it for money, for limelight, like she's going to take advantage of his player. So he kind of babysits her and they end up having a connection and falling in love. And the guy that she's fake dating in the book, he gets his own book down the road and has a really, his heroine's perfect for him. But it was just, it's such an interesting twist on fake dating because it's a PR thing. But she's just doing it to help him look good. Like, she has zero feelings for him. But the general manager, who's a grouch, she got feelings for him.
I want to just go back a sec because this is new information. I didn't know it. I just looked it up, and Favor for Favor is in Kindle Unlimited, but it's read and listen.
It is. So the first three books in that series are Montlake books, and they should all be read and listen. The fourth book was independently published, The Kiss for a Kiss.
So if you're interested in an audiobook, do that.
Okay, we are back to Amanda. Another book.
Okay, my next one is Should Have Been Me by Jessica Prince. Like, everybody knows I did a whole Jessica Prince, like, deep dive last year. She has in her Pembroke series, I think it's book four, it's Jolie and Vaughn. So Jolie is actually, she works for a wedding planning business. She's the photographer. And her ex actually calls off their wedding, and he gets engaged to another woman who wants to have her wedding be planned by Jolie's company. And so Vaughn is actually, Vaughn is in town because his dad's sick and he's paying for his like stepsister's wedding, who she's a real piece of work. But anyway, he and Jolie meet while he's paying for his sister's wedding. And so they pretend like they're fake dating because her ex keeps coming around with the new fiance.
Yeah.
So that's a really good one. I like that one.
Sounds messy. And I do like when fake dating leads to messiness.
Yeah. It's a whole lot of messy with like their, with the extra people going on. But I really like the whole, you know, it's like the wedding business too.
Yeah.
So she's like the photographers and her other friends are like part of the business. So
yeah, it's kind of hard to get away if you have to be there.
Yeah. Jenny, do you have another recommendation for fake dating?
All Folked Up by Penny Reed. This is like her, besides the release of the Winston Brothers, her most recent new book. And it is Isaac's book, like everybody was waiting, Jen's brother. And he was actually like undercover before. And Hannah is leaving the Pink Pony.
She Which is the strip club, right?
Yeah. So there's a whole, like, the whole beginning is a miscommunication on both sides. But, like, for her safety, he pretends to be dating her. But, like, they've both, like, been kind of, I would say he's more demisexual, but she's, like, always, he's been her stand-in.
Okay.
Forever. Like, the person she pictures when she strips, so.
I didn't realize that Penny Reed's strip club was the Pink Pony Club.
Yeah.
Yes.
I did not realize that. And now I will be singing that song. Heather, do you have another book rec?
I do. The one of my favorite ones is The Mayor and the Mystery Man by AJ Truman. This is in Kindle Unlimited and the audio is in Kobo Plus. So it's a small town mayor and he is like up against somebody else and she's like touting these family values because he's divorced. So his best friend comes into town and they pretend to be dating. And his like friend is like a surf guy and it's super cute because the mayor is kind of stuffy and the guy is a surfer and his kids love him and it's so cute. I just love it. In small town, it's just great.
What do you have, Lindsay?
I have a throwback. I have a lot of throwbacks to like some of the first, not some of the first, but like some of the first romance books I read from authors I really love. And like this one is Carla Sorensen. So like she has so many good fake dating, fake engagement, books. Like that is her bread and butter. But one of my favorites that really got me hooked on this trope was Tell Them Lies. It's from her Three Little Words series. It's the main character in this book. All of her friends have been paired off. She's the last one, the last single girl in their group. So she winds up running into, I think like at a library event or something, this guy, and he has a terminally ill mother, and like they decide to have a fake relationship. And it just goes from there, and it's just so good.
I haven't read that one yet. I know what I'll be reading next.
It's one of my favorites. It's an old favorite. I haven't read it in forever, but I love it. And Carla Sorensen, it's like in that wheelhouse, but I don't think this series gets very much attention. And I think it's also single. I can't remember if it's single or dual point of view, but it's like right at the start of when the dual point of view really took off.
Took off.
So it might not be.
Yeah, I left her off because my main ones were like, I think they were all like fake engagement, so I left them off.
One of my favorite authors to go to for fake relationship is Kylie Scott.
Yes.
Fake is my absolute top tier rec for her fake relationships. I talk about this book all the time. It's a Hollywood PR crisis, but there's a twist in the end. And if you like a pining hero, there's a twist in the end.
Had that one on my list. It's so good.
It is
So
so
far,
good.
I doubled my list and I flagged both of these as recs that you would be making.
What? Fake by
Fake
Kylie
and Jock Wanted. Like, so far, I was like,
Scott.
either one's Becky's gonna have on her list.
Well,
It'll be on the same.
I always try to think of like the ones that are kind of the outliers that do it a little differently. Because, we've all read The Wedding Date, right? But like 4 Day Fling is a little different because he's famous and she's clueless. Fake, it's a PR crisis and it's a fake arranged dating situation or engagement. I guess theirs is engaged. They end up engaged.
The cover, you guys.
But he's a pining hero. Like, how can you be pining if it's fake, So I always try to think of it like a little different, like the book recs that are a little different, that aren't just the status quo of fake trope stuff. Okay, Amanda, give us another one.
Okay, my next one we're actually going to do for a sip and discuss next month. It's Dirty Like Me by Janie Diamond. I won't go too far into it, but Jesse is a rock star. Katie ends up in his music video, and they decide to date for 6 weeks to promote his album. This is like classic, like opposites. He's a rock star. She's kind of like a delivery girl. She rides a skateboard. She's very, like, they're very different. I like this one a lot, so I'm very excited to read it next month with everybody.
I approve.
What'd you say?
She
I
approves.
approve. I
Uh-oh.
really like that series.
What do you got for us, Jenny?
Trick Play by Veronica Eden. I guess it's like a prequel to her Heads and You books, and because it's a little shorter and
Yeah.
she puts it at 0.5. It's kind of she's in a weird situation and he offers to like kind of rescue her to make her look better to her peers and
That one's really good. I like that for a shorter one.
yeah, it moves really fast because again they like they kind of know each other but not like super connected, I guess.
Yeah, and she's a little
Right.
like nerdy too, right?
Yes, very much so.
What do you got, Heather?
Mind to Shield by Kennedy L. Mitchell. So it's a suspense. She's like a STEM, like I think she's a scientist or something. And they need to go undercover in a cult. And so they have to pretend like they're together. And it's really good. I mean, and Kennedy just like plunks you into the middle of it. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Oh,
there's
yeah,
no
we're looking good.
backstory. You're just like in it. And so then you have to kind of figure it out. It's really good.
What
Sounds
about
like my kind of book.
you, Lindsay? What do you got?
Not the Witch You Wed by April Asher. That might be a fake engagement one,
That's
actually, now
fine.
that I think about it.
It's fine.
But whatever. It's cute. Like, I didn't. It's cute. So basically, like, this is the oldest sister out of three witch sisters, and she is like, her magical powers have never manifested. And there's this rule that the oldest sister must get married before they can take, take power of being the leader of the coven or whatever it is. And essentially, like, she's not going to be moving into this position because she doesn't have the power. Her sister has been training to take this over, this responsibility over, but they're making her get married per the rules. And she's like, this doesn't make sense. Like, it doesn't make sense. And anyway, she winds up in this situation with a werewolf who's like the leader of the North American pack, and like he doesn't want to be in a relationship, but they have a past, and it becomes this whole thing. Obviously, they fall in love. It's
I'm so torn. I don't know where to go, but one that we talk about this often, I feel like. A Proposal They Can't Refuse by Natalie Kenya. Like, we're going on 3 years, people, 4 years now on this book. If you have not read it yet, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you. Like, it's fake engagement. It's some of the most dynamic characters. They live rent-free in my head always. Like,
I knew you were gonna have that one.
something comes up and I'm just like, and you talk about meddling, you know, you like the meddling family.
Grandparents, yeah.
Those Abulas, those guys.
I'm just gonna say that makes four on my list now. Four on my list now that we have done quick shots on together, Becky.
Have we?
Proposal They Can't Refuse. I'm pretty sure we did that one together. We did Dirty, not Dirty Talker. We did Jock Wanted, 4 Day Fling, and A Favor for a Favor.
They're
Like
just,
all of, I mean, it's a thing. It's our thing.
it's our thing. Fake is our thing. Okay, let's do two more each, but I mean, you can do them together. You can do them. We can go around for like two more rounds. So give us, and we'll see where we're at time-wise. What do you got, Amanda? Give us a book.
Okay, I'm gonna steal one that you might have.
It's okay.
Claim and Protect by Rana Morgan. That is, yeah. So that's Trevor and Natalie. He owns the club where she's working. She's a single mom. Her ex comes in and he's causing all kinds of problems. So Trevor steps in, pretends that they're dating, and
So freaking
that one is
swoony.
just, it's just so much swoon. Like,
So swoony in that series. Anyway, I get it. Jenny, what do you got?
Not fooling or fooling anyone. This is book two, Smarty Pants Lessons Learned by Allie Winters. So all three of the books are new adult college, and they're some kind of psych experiment is the main premise of the book. And you need to be a couple to get into the psych experiment, and she needs the money. So, like, they're in line and realize they need to be a couple and sign up, like,
Oh,
not even knowing each, yeah, not
that's
even knowing
awesome.
each other.
That one is
That's
good.
awesome.
That whole series is good.
It is.
What do you got, Heather?
I have Faking It. It's by Riley Hart and Devin McCormick, and so it's sort of like this like apartment complex is the series. And so this guy has a roommate who likes to sleep around, and so his hookup ends up in the wrong bed, and so he wakes up with this guy in his bed, and he's like, "Oh," and he's like the hot guy that everyone likes in the complex, and that one guy had gotten broken up with, and so then they're like rubbing it in the ex's face, and like it's nerdy and like gym bro, and it's just all the things that I love so much, and it's really great.
What do you got, Lindsay?
Okay, I have another quick shot book that we did, Becky.
Apparently, we've done a lot of fake relationship quick shots.
Avery Flynn, Walk of Shame.
Oh, so good.
Oh my goodness. I didn't even think about it until like I made my list and I was like, Becky and I really love these.
We really like fake dating, don't we? I just fake dating's top tier for me. Like, just give it to me.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, so I mean, if you guys are like, oh, this is fake dating, I'm like, okay, we'll take it. Let's read it.
No questions asked.
Right. So this is Strictly Pretend by Carrie Elks. This is the last book in her Salinger Brothers series. It's actually a really funny premise. He is trying to buy the building that her family bookstore is in, and come to find out they actually share a social circle, and she agrees to be they agree to be each other's fake wedding date, to a society destination wedding. And it's messy and it's complicated, but it was exceptionally well done. And she's been manipulated a little bit by, you know, a grandfather. So, and it deals a little bit more emotion too, because there's some family connections for the bookstore and part of the reason she doesn't want to sell. And so can't recommend the Salinger Brothers enough. I mean, really, again, Carrie Elks, why are we people not reading these? Amanda, what do you got?
Okay, if this is my last one, I have a whole list that I gave Becky to put in the show notes. But anyway, I'm going to go with Running from the Blaze by Ophelia Martinez. That is book two in her Industrial November series. It's Lola and Carl. Lola is actually like cleaning houses, and Carl is a member of Industrial November. He's a rock star. And she ends up like cleaning up one of the mansions that he trashes after a party, and they kind of get to be friends. And she's also the sister-in-law of the lead singer. But anyway, Carl is kind of like, he has like a party boy reputation. His label wants him to clean up his act. His band wants him to prove that he's really in this. And Carl is not what he seems. And he and Lola have like, it's a slow burn. There's a whole lot of emotion. Like, I really like these books. So if you haven't read them, you should check them out.
They are very good books. And if you want to talk about toxic angsty, the third book in that series, it's messy. It's a whole lot of messy.
And the first one has an amazing tequila scene. So they're just all around, like, highly recommend.
Yeah, for sure. Jenny, do you have another book to recommend?
Yes, Written in the Stars by Alexander Bellflower. It's a sapphic romance. Her brother sets her up on a blind date, and she doesn't want to like go through the like, you screwed this up again, like, I don't want to do this anymore. So they just fake it for a while until it becomes real.
Until it becomes real. What do you got, Heather?
I don't have any more, you guys.
Heather.
I know.
No Bishop by Sawyer Bennett.
Oh, that's a good one too.
I figured you were gonna have that
I
one.
I thought you'd have that one. Like, I
guys, when I tell you, and that's, oh my god, I'm so disappointed in myself, because you guys know Arizona Vengeance is my favorite.
It's your favorite.
My brain is not on board, but Bishop is seriously an amazing book.
It kicks that
Coach's Daughter, One Night Stand. Oh, it's so good.
It is so good. I really am shocked.
And the audio is so good. I know you guys should be so disappointed in me.
Really boldly crossed this one off my list, like scribbled it thoroughly out, because I was like, at least three of you might have this on your list.
Again, kick me out of the Sawyer Bennett fan club for sure.
I was like, don't even look at Sawyer. I was like, there's no reason, because either Becky or Heather's going to have it.
I took Bishop off my list because I just knew that Heather was going to have it in there.
Did not, you guys. I tell you, I'm off my game.
Next time I'm just going to make a bingo card, and I'm going to like ask her. She's going to. That's change my breath.
Sorry.
Well, we were all talking about how this is going to be like a reiteration, because I think this is one of all of our favorite tropes, and we all talk about these books a lot.
We do. I mean, and there are so many that are staples within this trope that, you know, as soon as you're like, oh, fake relationship. Honestly, I went to Bishop first, and I'm like, oh, Heather will have that one.
Well, Dax is a fake relationship, and Dax is probably one of my top three books of all time.
Yeah, that's so funny. So, Lindsay, do you have a rec?
I can do another one. Well, I'm gonna do Beard Science by Penny Reed. That's one of my all-time favorites, and they're kind of a fake relationship situation where she is blackmailed, like Jen is blackmailing Cletus because she has details of him tampering with a police investigation. And
He
he,
wanted a match with her.
yeah, he has just like completely underestimated her. And she's like this quiet little mousy type who is not a quiet little mouse at all. And she just gets the upper hand on him. And it is fantastic.
So this is a new to me author this year, and that is Charlotte Stein. Leah just did an interview with her. But when Grumpy Met Sunshine, he's a former like David Beckham soccer player, like very, and she's been hired to help ghostwrite his autobiography. And they end up in a sticky wicket and they have to fake date. And they're awkward. Like, even though he's like this big famous guy, like they're
He's
so
got no game outside of
no
the
game and they're so awkward. And my grumpy fake husband that just came out, when I tell you
Oh.
awkward.
Is that the one, the big fat fake
Yeah,
wedding?
my big fat fake
Okay.
husband, I think is what it's called. My big fat fake husband.
Is it? Okay.
I don't know. It's on the website. It is Charlotte. Like, you sit there and you have a little bit of secondhand, my big fat fake marriage.
Marriage. Okay.
Marriage. I knew wedding wasn't right.
And I was like, I don't think husband's right. So we were both wrong.
Like, her characters are awkward and they're so, you have a little bit of secondhand embarrassment, actually. You're kind of like, oh, these guys are awkward. It's so good and they're quirky and delightful. And if you haven't read Charlotte Stein, when Grumpy Met Sunshine, it is a lower spice, it is a slower burn, but it is available in Kindle Unlimited. So
Oh, good.
I do recommend checking it out. Is there any other book that we haven't talked about yet that you guys, you must mention before we move on to the next thing?
I would say Love Lies and Cherry Pie by Jackie Lau.
That was on my list
It,
too, yeah.
yeah, the like her meddling mom. Like, I just think that one's like a quintessential, like, you know, she keeps setting her up on these dates and she sets her up, you know, wants to set her up with Mark and, you know, she's like, just pretend to date me so I can get my mom off my back or whatever. And so I like that one a lot.
Yeah. Anybody else have any?
Cock down the block.
Yeah.
Like it starts like he it's the push he needs to like finally make the moves.
Yeah. Lindsay, do you have any?
I mean, I could go all day. I've re recommended a
Right.
lot of them before. Faked by Carla Sorensen is like one of my all-time favorite with her. They're pretend like she's pretending to be her sister, her twin. So it's a twin swap situation. And they're at this party where she's pretending to be her sister, and then she's there with her si she's supposed to be there with her sister's best friend, and instead his brother winds up going, and they're at this party trying to impress, like his parents are trying to impress this client. They wind up going on an overnight trip in Canada to his cabin to like continue the conversation so that they could help like close this deal. And they're like pretending to be together, pretending to be someone they're not. And then they get snowed in, and he's a professional snowboarder, and it's a whole thing. It's one of my favorites.
The Dating Dilemma by Mariah Enkeman. First of all, she runs the community center, and when their meet cute is, he's there to do the fire extinguisher inspection or the fire safety inspection, and she thinks it's a strippogram. From her
Nice.
friend. It's so funny that Mariah, as cute and as quirky as she is, like in her books are just as cute and quirky and funny. But they start fake dating because they're both tired of their family and their friends bugging them to find somebody.
So, not that I fake dated a fireman. That's not what happened in the story, I wish. When I was teaching kindergarten, my classroom was in an old building. I had two floors, people. Who puts two floors in a kindergarten room?
And the loons.
And balloons, look at that. And the fireman came into my room and was like, "If you smelled smoke, what would you do?" And I was like, "I would remove my children from the room." Like, hello. And he's
Leaving?
like, "Would you do something first?" I'm like, "I don't, I would get my 20 children out of here. What are you talking about?" And he's like, "Do you think maybe pull the fire alarm?" I'm like, "Oh, that's probably a good idea." So I'm like, and then I turn and I look at him and I go, "But doesn't it have that like spray stuff? Like, am I gonna get in trouble?" And he's like, "I'm literally the fire chief telling you to pull the alarm." I'm like, "Okay, fine." So I like huddled, I pulled the fire alarm, my kids were crying. It was and he was not a hot fireman. He was like my dad's age.
That's disappointing.
I know.
He's the chief. He's been there for a
If
while.
you're gonna be a grumpy fireman, at least be hot.
I know. I was like, the audacity of you. Like, but
Right.
how cute would that have been? Like a kindergarten teacher, a cute
Well,
fireman,
that
like.
reminds me of the scene in What Heals Us
Oh,
by
yeah.
Maggie Gates, where he is there for fire safety day, and they're all like, "Is that your boyfriend?"
Yeah. That'd be
That
a really great meet cute if that would have been, he wouldn't have been 70 or whatever.
okay, so those are some of our fake dating, fake engagement wrecks. As always, you can find lists of all these books over on our website, but apparently also you can just listen to every quick shot Lindsay and I ever did.
That
So, because apparently that's Lindsay and I's thing, is fake relationships. Which says to me, Lindsay, we should probably go through this list and the ones we haven't read that everybody recommended, we should read and do quick shots on.
Oh, for sure. That would be fun.
Okay, so those are fake dating wrecks. Again, you can find lists over on the website. And now it's that time, you guys. It's that time for Book of the Week. It's Book of the Week time. Heather, what's your Book of the Week?
Well, I actually have three, but I'm only going to tell you about one. That's where I'm at. You guys, my life, I am like literally chaos, just chaos. I really needed some white shoes in my life, so went down a rabbit hole and I found one. It's called Theirs to Protect. It's a marriage raffle series. It's kind of a
How's that
dystopian.
work?
It's a
Like,
dystopian time frame. And there was like a virus that killed women, and then there's very few women. And so in order to, repopulate the world, then every woman gets five husbands. Like, I'm down.
That's like sounds like hell on earth, to be honest. Five
Horror. I mean, and
husbands.
so like the first one is really great. So she has five husbands and they're all different. Like one is this Mateo. He's so sweet and oh my God. Anyway, it's by Stacia Black. It's a new to me. She's new to me. I've never read her. But it's dark. So there are some triggers. So if you're not like there's a death on page. So if that's not your thing, if you can't do that, I wouldn't recommend this. But if you don't have triggers like me, go for it.
Go for it. Can have five husbands. You too can have five husbands. Not me. Jenny, five husbands or a book wreck? You pick.
No, it's like one husband, one couple is getting married in my book. Mine is Night Shift Black Wedding by Allie Styles. It's the last book in her Hold Me series, which is like super, super emotional series. But the main characters are Callie and Casey, and they're finally getting married. And this book is hilarious compared to the other books in the series. Like everything goes wrong. Like the chapel burns down like 2 days before their wedding, and
Oh, wow.
it's just like insanity. Like it's just great after all the hard stuff that you go through in the other books.
Yeah. Amanda, what's your book of the week?
Okay, so my book of the week is not out yet, but I'm gonna be away right before this book comes out, so I'm gonna talk about it now. It's No Ordinary Love by Maya Ariel. It's her second book. I read this book a couple weeks ago. I cannot stop thinking about it. It's Ella and Miles. Ella is kind of like an R&B singer. She was married to her producer. They're going through a divorce. She's going to an award ceremony to present an award, and she gets paired up with Miles, who is the pitcher for the LA Dodgers. He's kind of had like a little bit of a crush on her. She has a wardrobe malfunction backstage. Anyway, there's not like a ton of baseball in this, but it's more about Ella and her going through this like situation, you know, and they're not supposed to be seen together because she's going through a divorce, but they can't like stay away from each other. There's a little bit of long distance. And then I found out that this is inspired by Mariah Carey and Derek Jeter's relationship.
Oh.
And it makes so much sense. And I'm just like, I can't stop thinking about it. And the cover for this book is gorgeous.
And her cover for her
So
last book was
beautiful.
gorgeous.
Yeah, and
All of her
it's
covers are
yeah,
amazing.
and I got the I ordered it from Reparations Club,
I
so
did
I'm gonna
too.
get the little artwork that comes with it
Yeah.
when it comes. I'm very excited.
I did that
So
for the first one. And the other cool thing about the Reparation bookstore, it's a Black-owned bookstore that features predominantly Black-written books with Black love, particular in the romance
yes,
stuff. So,
and I like this book is so good. So,
yeah, I really liked her first book. We interviewed her last year. She was
yep.
delightful.
This is
Delightful.
like you can see it's like leaps and bound
Better.
growth like in her second book. Yeah.
I'm excited for that. My book of the week, I'm all over the place this week. I actually have tried like six books this week. But I'm going to go with Ma Bride by Invitation by Maggie Colt. It's Secret Society at its next gen. I did not read the previous gen's books, so I'm picking up right with this book and I am not lost. It is a marriage pact, forced marriage kind of thing. Childhood friends to lovers, their fathers are pushing the marriage, but they had always said, like, I'd rather marry you than marry anyone else within this underworld that they belong to. It wasn't overly dark, and I think it's more of a gray than an extremely dark, but like, it is the spice and the chemistry, it hooks you. Like, by chapter two, I'm like, oh, I'm going to keep reading. I will not stop. And it's been a minute since I had a book that sucked me in like this one did. So, if you're looking for a new mafia author, I would highly suggest Bride by Initiation. Sorry, Bride by Initiation by Maggie Cole. Okay, so those are our books of the week. Again, you can find them on our website. Patreon update. I finally sat down and did math and things. Gretchen is celebrating 3 years in the hive, so congratulations, Gretchen. Our community is better with you in it. Swag pack sponsoring author for March is Lizzie B. Brown. She's the author of Obedience, and you can find her books in Kindle Unlimited. She also has Friendsgiving. I think we talked a little bit about it last week. Great bisexual rep in it, and she has cute character art for it. Like, it's so cute. And then make sure you join us back here on Wednesday for our discussion of The Legacy by Dylan Allen. I am two-thirds of the way through that audiobook, and I'm obsessed with this family.
Yay.
Obsessed with them. And we'll talk about it on Wednesday, but if you are looking for a saga, a family that's a little messy with lots of things, just read Dylan Allen. Read this series. It's really good. And then you can find a list of books that we talked about this weekend on our on-the-shelf show notes at buzzingaboutromance.com. And you can also find a list of all of our upcoming Wednesday episodes on our website. We announced April's books. Our theme for April is rock stars. And then if you love this episode, please leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Share it with your friends. Feel free, if you're watching this on YouTube, to leave us a comment. Your support helps us bring you more exciting content every week. So that's a wrap for today's episode of Buzzing About Romance. We hope you had as much fun as we did talking about all things fake dating and fake engagement. We're pretending always leads to swoony, heart-melting, happily ever afters. If you have a favorite fake relationship romance that we did not mention, come tell us. You can comment on our social media or send us a message, especially if apparently you think it's one that Lindsay and I would like. Send it to us.
Lindsay and Becky will read it and let us know.
We will let you know. We'll probably do a quick shot of it. Because you can still, even though quick shots are not in our podcast feed, you can still find them over on our Patreon. Most of those are exclusive for our Patreon members. So anyway, thanks everyone for hanging out with us and chatting about fake relationships.
Thanks for having us.
Until next time, everybody, happy reading.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.